All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I hate to break the fishing news up, Ramchuk, but I'd like to speak about the ice hockey.
Congratulations. You're one of the 13 listeners of the Real Life Podcast.
We just traded a migraine in for like an orgasm.
Might want to mark that down, Ramchuk.
Yep. All of my projects are on schedule until they're not.
A member of the Nation Network of Podcasts.
About as funny as we're going to get today.
Welcome into a new episode of the Real Life Podcast, delivered by DoorDash. For a limited time, our Canadian listeners can get 25% off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter the code NATION25. That's 25% off up to a $10 value. And you can still take advantage of the Double Dash feature, which lets you add a second stop onto your DoorDash order for no extra delivery fees. I said order weird there. First time in a long time that all five of us are on the pod.
Are you going to be double dashing at your upcoming wedding for the midnight snack?
One of the longest bits we've ever had as a podcast.
Yeah, it is. And he does it with no fanfare, just simple Instagram post. That's how
it in there.
Days late too.
Was it? So when did you do it?
Friday night.
Friday night?
Yeah.
So here's my
lid on for that long.
First question.
But okay, also I was posting so many pictures of her on my Instagram stories the two nights. It was for the people who did know it went down Friday night. It was funny.
My sources. Yeah. I had sources.
So a long time ago in a land far, far away, when I got engaged, we didn't really have like, it wasn't a thing where you had somebody like getting the pictures, documenting it, like doing that. So my question was, did you have somebody meet you there? Did she have a feeling that you were dressed up? So you obviously had somewhere you were going.
Wearing your best jacket.
Your best jacket.
All right. So I didn't do this on Owen every day, so I can do it here. It's a fresh story. So the way it worked, I started talking to Charm. Shout out to our friends at Charm Diamond Center. In like early February, I did the custom ring thing. So we built it all up. We have a video of me like going in there and doing it too. And then like a video of me going to pick it up. It was great and like a super easy process. I didn't really know what I was doing, so they helped. And then I was like, well, I think I would personally like to have like pictures of the moment and her reaction.
Totally. One thing about the diamond. Like, it's something that you don't really do unless you get into that process. But like in that process, you really take advantage of like learn about the clarity and like the cuts of it's very cool.
Yeah. Do you feel like you're educated now?
I am. I said like from the jump, when I first started talking with the people at Charm, I was like, they were like, do you want this? I'm like, I don't know what I am talking about.
Yeah.
I just had three keywords to go off of.
Yeah.
Can you help me accomplish these three keywords? And they did.
What were the keywords?
Pear or oval. So I guess that's keyword number one would pear or oval.
Shape of diamond.
Yeah. Dainty.
Okay.
Rose gold.
Yep. So dainty in the band being dainty.
Yeah. And like
just, skinny.
Yeah.
Skinny band. And then like for the diamond, she didn't want like a bunch of little diamonds around it. She didn't want diamonds on the band.
Oh, just one big one, eh?
She wanted one.
Hello.
She wanted one diamond, small band.
That makes it more expensive. You get three little 0.3 carats. And so now you got a 1 carat ring, a little cheaper than if you were just to get a 1 carat ring. Yeah. So she knew what she was doing.
Yeah, probably. So then the other thing too, like we've been together for like 5 years. Like obviously at some point she knew we were going to get engaged, but I did kind of want to have an element of like a bit of a surprise for her in this whole thing. Right. I didn't want to tell her like, hey, tomorrow night, have your nails done and dress up good, because I'm proposing to you in the River Valley.
Exactly.
So
shout out Edmonton River Valley.
Shout out to the Edmonton River Valley. Beautiful. So the lie I told her was that there is
not off to a great start lying, but
yeah, to sometimes
but it was all worth it. I was like, hey, next week, Jay's out of town and there's this like a spring kickoff event for like Explore Edmonton where they want people and companies to come tell them what they're doing for the summer and like promote each other. Kind of
plausible.
It is, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, and Jay's gone. So like someone needs to go. I'm like, are you down to just like go? And she's like, yep, sure. And then like a couple of days go by. I was like, hey, I guess this thing's like kind of fancy. Like we're going to have to dress up a little bit. And I was like, I think I'll wear like a golf shirt or something, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, okay, cool. Then she had the day off work Friday. And she was like, oh, this is great. I have the day off. And then she kind of goes like, I can like do my nails and do my hair. Like I can get really prettied up. I got all day to get ready. I'm like, you absolutely do, Amber. Great stuff. And then she likes going for walks and stuff. So we were sitting at home and I was like, ah, like we can leave a little early. Let's go for a nice walk in the River Valley. She was like, sure. And a week prior, I'd gone for my own walk to pick out a good spot. And then a couple of days before, I brought Kennedy with me and she was down to photograph the whole thing. She did an awesome job of it. And Kennedy and I, Kate, you're going to see me and Amber coming down the hill. You're going to hide here. I'm going to get Amber, turn her and like face the river. That'll give you time to walk and get in position. So that's why she was able to get like right up close on all the photos, which was cool.
So that is not manufactured.
Those are 100% the genuine photos and reaction to everything.
Well done.
Which I thought was kind of cool to kind of have that.
Yeah. No, very good. That's perfect planning.
Yeah.
2 points. One, that was a bit too smooth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just how it all happened to work out perfectly. That was a liar's lie.
What if she was like, I don't want to walk in these high heels and I just got all prettied up. I don't want to go walk.
So I know her. She would.
Okay.
It could be 2 a.m. and -40. If I was like, all right, want to go for a walk? She'd be like, yep, let's go.
Okay.
She
sorry.
Loves walking.
Second point, I suppose, after that's a liar's lie is I hope the lying stops now.
Yeah.
Okay, Tyler. I hope
hoping so too.
You lied your way into the wedding. Now I hope it stops.
So what did you guys go do?
Do not use me in any more future lives.
What did you guys go do afterwards since you didn't have the event?
Well, yeah. So anyways, I get down one knee, ask her to marry me. She just kept looking at me because I've deked her out a couple of times in the past.
You dick.
She was skeptical.
So she like looked and was like, are you serious? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, no, like this is real. And I was like, I like looked at the ring. I was like, yeah, like obviously Amber. And then she got up and then it actually took her while. She's like, oh my God, you got a photographer. And then like a couple of seconds and she goes, that's Kennedy. And like, she was just so excited. And then she goes, well, do we still have to go to the work thing? And I was like, no, Amber, there's no work thing.
Explore Edmonton isn't real. Yeah. It was so, all fabricated. I love,
but it almost came apart a couple of times. She came and watched me curl on Tuesday, told my mom about this. And my mom was like, oh, I wonder if you can buy tickets to this thing. Like, we can go watch them talk. Oh, so her and my mom were Googling Explore Edmonton spring kickoff. Yeah. And
imagine you had to go to the difficulty of faking a whole Explore Edmonton event.
Yeah, like, come up with
I rented a room at the Shaw. Yep. 250 people are coming.
I sold tickets.
$10,000 on advertisements. Yeah.
Just there's a billboard
and a speaker.
Billboard right outside our house, just so she knows.
But then she's
guest speaker. Tyler, your M check.
Amber's obviously like peppering me with like, okay, so like, when are you on? When does this start? Do you have a script? Like, did Maddie give you a script? And I just kept having to be like, yeah, Maddie gave me a script. I got to talk about this. And like, I had to lie so much.
Digging so deep.
I was in so deep. But that was all good. And then the other thing was I wanted to have like a surprise party for her that night, right? So I got like our 4 closest friends, my buddies, their girlfriends, wives, whatever. I was like, all right, boys, like, we're going to do this. Don't tell your significant others why they're coming. Like, I want Amber to walk in and be able to tell them. So my buddy Eli, who is notorious for never making plans, never organizes anything, he just kind of out of nowhere was like, hey, I'm not on call anymore. Everyone come over on Friday. We'll have a night. And his wife was a little bit like, what the hell? And then at one point he left his iPad open and I had texted him being like, hey man, the order's ready at the Italian Center. Go pick it up. So she was starting to figure it out a little bit, but Amber never fully figured it out. So we got to have a moment where like we walked into their house and she got to like show her ring to like my sister.
That's perfect. Like that. Good job.
Cool.
I go back to when you had to look, when you didn't see, but when she was like, is this real? Tyler looked at the box of the ring like, yeah, like it's a ring. So this little very short story was like, I proposed to my wife in Phoenix, so we had to fly there. And so they always tell you, do not put that ring in your checked bag. So I have to like hide this thing.
Prison pocket?
Yeah.
Prison pocket.
The only way.
So I take the box, but I take it out of the box.
Smart. Diamond.
Because if I have to Spikes take it diamond? Out in the security yeah. line and there's a diamond box ring, so I put that in the check luggage so it can never be, and I keep the actual ring in my wallet. Well, we get there that night and like all my friends are about to show up that night. But she doesn't know. She thinks it's just a two of us trip. Well, I go to propose after dinner out in the patio. Beautiful. But I forgot to put the ring back in the box. So I open up the box and it's an empty box. And she's like,
kind of a metaphor for your marriage.
She Robert. Said she, the, her exact words were, you're an asshole. And I went, what? And I looked down. I'm like, oh my God. So I like ran in the house, came back out, got down to the knee. I'm like, cause I couldn't find it. I like forgot where my wallet was.
Oh my God. I know. Guy who notoriously yeah. loses his wallet, puts ring in wallet.
Not smart. But anyways, that's just funny that you looked at the box. Cause that's exactly what I did. I was like, is she fucking around with me? Like, what is? And then I look in, yeah, nothing there.
And like, so I knew like she was going to say yes. I wasn't nervous about that, but just like the anxiety of the so whole much. Thing. Like I wasn't sleeping for a couple of days. Like once I had the ring in my possession on Wednesday, which Gregor almost fucked me over. I went to go do my hit in person with him on Wednesday. Cause then I was going with Kennedy to grab the ring and Gregor throwing to break goes, Tyler Rumchuck's in studio. He's at the mall. I wonder if he's here doing, making that big jewelry purchase. I look at him. I'm like, Gregor, don't say that next time. And then I look at my phone. My uncle's texting me. You're getting engaged. I'm like, Jesus Christ. This is all falling apart.
I also love that everyone at Nation HQ knew this was happening and none of your family knew.
Yeah. I kept it hidden from everyone who was not a Nation employee. Like it was a terribly kept secret here.
Only people that have access to a large public forum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was kind of funny.
Yeah. Congratulations, man. That's fun.
Awesome.
Yeah. It was nice.
Not a bit though. Yes.
Not a bit.
Ah. Yeah. So you're still committing to it and then get to the wedding and be like, gotcha. Yep.
Pranked you.
That is.
This isn't going to be like one of those Pam and Roy 5-year engagements, is it?
There was two things I really liked, Drumcheck. Number one, and I phoned Bag Milk and interrupted him at a romantic dinner. Shouting out your sponsor, shouting out the brand before you thank your wife for embarking on your life journey together. I've never been more proud of anybody I've worked with in my entire life.
That's why the nuptials are going to be presented by Star Mechanical.
Yeah, I told her parents, I'm like, you guys are going to have an ad read in your speech.
Jay and I went to Gregor's wedding and there were literally shout outs in his speeches for sponsors.
Do you guys need to cater a wedding? DoorDash.
Yes. Yeah.
If you guys get in an accident on the way to the wedding ceremony, Diamond and Diamond.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So I've been away for a couple weeks.
Yeah, yeah. Are we okay? Are we okay?
No.
Are we okay?
No.
Are we sued?
I don't know yet. I have to ask some questions. I've been away for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
All of a sudden I wake up one morning and the group chat is blown up with Diamond and Diamond photos. What happened?
Well, Bag Milk simply brought up the aesthetics of the cast and crew of the Diamond and Diamond Law.
A lot of heavy ads now on Oilers games.
On Oilers games, you know how, remember it used to be like James Nothing's, H. Brooks or James H.
James
whatever.
James Brown and Associates.
And then a diamond.
Right.
That was Diamond and Diamond.
They're all jacked. They're all tan.
They're all tan.
All
gold
mad.
Watches. Yeah. Like
looks like the Jersey Shore made
a looks like the New York
made a
crime
law
commission
office.
Opened up a law office.
Are they snake farmers?
Well,
they so could be.
They're doing my prenup for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that'll be ironclad.
I somehow lose everything.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah, it goes to them.
So yeah, we spitballed in here for a little bit about Diamond and Diamond. And we thought it was a good time.
Episode.
And then pretty much
new sponsors, Diamond and Diamond at the end. We all
and laughed. It didn't occur to any of us that maybe doing this to a bunch of lawyers is not the best idea.
Well, this is
we're pumping their tires.
Not real opinion. This
nope.
is just
this is just
fun satire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think we're protected by some.
What is very real is that they are all stacked tallest to shortest in their ass.
And jackedest to tandest.
Yes.
The office, tallest
and they're
shortest.
Yelling.
Always. They are yelling. Always.
Always.
They
How do you think they get that money?
Bully me into their business. Yeah, and I'm thinking about it.
I have yet to be injured, but if
and
I
they,
do.
They hit you with big numbers. They're like, we're Canada's largest law firm based on height. We've settled over $12 billion based on money. And you're like, holy hell, this guy's got it all.
We only do 20-minute sessions at Fabutan based on time in tanning booth.
All of our ages combined is over 4,000 years.
It literally said Canada's largest injury law firm, then in tiny ear text, size measured by number of lawyers.
That's a combined height and
weight. That's the front page of their website.
That's a lawyer making a law website.
Cool.
Cool.
They have arranged all of them on the website.
I'd like to deal with Canada's largest law firm based on BMI index. You know what I mean? Like, we're morbidly obese, and if you got hit by a bus, we'll sort it out for you.
100%.
Fantastic. But if this law profession doesn't work out for them, personal training would be a second business that they could. They look jacked. They all look in very good shape.
/ tanning booth in their office.
All consultations are done via GTL. Yeah.
You walk out of there after a consultation with a free 1 pound of whey protein.
Tanning goggles.
Yeah, tanning goggles.
Branded tanning goggles.
How can I help you?
I was going to say, he's yelling at you in the corner.
How can I help you?
My consultation, I'm sunburned.
Then we joke that when we open the door, they'd be standing out there ranked by height.
Yeah.
We're not usually like this. We just hit our pre-workout real hard this morning.
I'm still feeling the pump.
Okay, I'm glad I asked. Yeah, it was a really good bit on the pod for that whole day. We just kept coming back.
When you get an accident, if you need us, we lift off the car. Just call us. If not, we can help you get money.
I was just reading some of their testimonials. They'll get you money.
Yeah, they will.
Speaking of reading, do we have any reviews?
I can probably check.
We haven't looked.
I had one more engagement thing, then I'll stop talking about it.
Never mention your marriage again.
I know. Yeah. At the height of my
nerves. The bit is dead now.
Like, we're leaving our house at 5:45.
Tyler tries engagement.
It's 5:00. I've been pacing around my house nervously for like an hour already. 5:00, we sit on the couch. And I guess a couple of days ago, my mom was shit talking me to my sister. And I was like, I don't think Tyler and Amber are ever going to get married. They're just going to like stay living together, boyfriend, girlfriend forever, like whatever. And my sister relayed that message to Amber. So we're sitting there 5:00. I'm nervous. Does Amber know? Like, we got to get going right away, whatever. And Amber just turns and looks at me and goes, you still want to marry me one day, right? And my heart almost just came out of my mouth. I was like, why?
No, why would you ask that?
Your ring box jumps out of your pocket on its own.
Could you imagine if she looked at you and was like,
I don't.
Because you know what, Tyler, I'm not getting any younger and I just don't think this is working anymore. You're like, no. Because I don't think you're ever going to engage to me. So I think I'm just going to pack up and get out. And you're like, oh God, what?
Hey, you still got to come to the work event with me tonight.
Yeah, I said you're a plus one. It's a very serious event.
That's what would happen in like a soap opera. Hour before
my prison pocket. Yeah. Poor Vu.
That was it.
Proud of you, buddy.
Yeah, thank you.
It's a very adult thing you did. Yeah.
We can change the joke to when does Tyler get divorced?
So when, hey Jay, this is one cool thing is like our age of friends has grown out of weddings, but because you employ so many young people, you like have a whole new set of weddings that you could have.
There's three of us on staff.
We were already trying to figure out where the invite list would get cut off though at HQ.
Ooh, that's going to be a sticky bit of situation around here. Yeah.
Drama. Yep.
All or none. Just go all or none.
I don't think you can do that. We're a big company.
So whoever you don't invite, Tyler, I'm going to make this very easy for you. And it'll help us get out of it.
They're fired.
Yeah, whoever you don't invite is fired. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yep.
You can make some key decisions.
Yeah, you're going to make my decisions much easier. Yeah.
Okay.
But just look at his fired list first.
Go
and
into
then
your office, Jay. It's the scene.
Don't invite them.
Tyler's
so it's really
not on the list? Yeah. Oh, shit. Okay.
Yep.
Noted.
Call JK, Jake.
Yeah.
Or put everybody you want fired at one table.
Oh
yeah,
and then fire them at the wedding.
Yes, in the speech.
Yeah. Let me do a toast.
Yeah,
The Star Mechanical firing segment of the wedding.
Yes,
the spindle factory.
Mm. Oh, the gun firing range.
Yeah.
Oodle noodle midnight dinner.
Happily, we got
axe throwing in your wedding ceremony.
As long as we get a shout out during the vows.
Yep,
that's the only return. All the food you need.
Do you vow to keep your relationship spicier than the hot box at Oodle Noodle?
There, I do. We're talking.
Promo codes. Yeah.
We got you.
We figure out how many ads we can get into this wedding.
Do we need to put together swag bags like it's a nation event?
Absolutely.
Do you want it to be ticketed? Should we sell?
Well, super tickets at the wedding.
I told them to do a 50-50.
I made that joke on
ONE. Online.
I was like, we're auctioning off 6 spots in my wedding or at my wedding.
At your head table.
Yeah.
In your head table.
At the table.
my best man.
And your steak. Best man brought to you by DoorDash.
Oh, man. Nation Vacation, your Remchuk's bachelor party.
Okay. If there's one thing I can ask.
Now we're going.
Don't invite. If you're tight on numbers, don't invite me to the wedding. If you're tight on numbers. But invite me on the goddamn steak.
You want to, if we go like golfing in the mountains, you will come on my bachelor party.
Yes.
Make it a Nation Vacation.
Yeah, Nation Vacation.
You want to your bachelor party. Eva loves Amber.
Legendary.
So would Eva want to go on Amber's stagette?
Ooh, maybe.
Yeah, I was wondering maybe. Where Eva, as long as on the Eva loves Amber. She'd stay. Love for me to come on your bachelor party. Exactly. Is that what you were saying?
Exactly. That's the angle.
I see what you're doing there.
Yeah.
You just really want a weekend away and you can go to Evan and be like, listen, Tyler.
Guys, golf trip? That sounds amazing.
Tyler kind of looks up to me. I don't want to let him down.
I need to burn zero brownie points.
I can't wait to see where the cut line is out there.
It was discussed this weekend.
Also, you guys just jump right to it, eh?
Amber and I were like, okay, who's going to be like in our wedding parties? And like, I think mine's like a pretty cut 4, but she's kind of got like a solid 3. So she was like, let's just play it for 6 months. See who earns that spot. I was like, hell yeah.
That's right.
Respect.
Yeah. Play it out. Play it by ear.
Yeah.
Maybe even just keep that spot open to like a month for the
The video game Olympics at Greta for the 4th spot.
You may want to cut
someone. I may want
to
cut someone.
Or somebody needs a performance improvement plan.
You should hit a prop bet when you're walking down the aisle.
Yeah.
Just selfie. Just like Clemson.
Oh, we should have some prop bets.
That way everyone has a prop sheet at their table. You got to fill it out, sign it.
Over under on the wedding length. Over under on the marriage length.
Over under on the ceremony length. That's a perfect
over under on Tyler's length.
Over under on people and the bridesmaid and bride crying.
You got the under in the ceremony length. Amber's crying. You're like, stop fucking crying.
Like, come on, let's go. Get it going.
This shit better work till 2042.
Just kiss already.
My nephew walking down the aisle with the rings. You're like, this is going way too slow. You pick him up.
Yeah, go.
Also, you already decided that that's going to be the nephew.
I was hoping that I was going to throw the flowers.
Well, that makes it easy then.
I have one nephew and 2 nieces. Perfect lineup for a wedding. 2 flowers.
You got a date?
No date. But if you run a venue,
but like soon, but like
you ask him if he has a date.
A date to his own wedding?
Wouldn't that be date of the wedding? Oh. Like the time.
You going alone? Are you looking for someone? Yeah.
You, to my wedding? You got a +1.
Aren't you getting married? I'd like to set the tone.
This summer or next summer?
Next summer.
Oh, this summer is just you. What are you nuts? That's crazy talk.
During an Oilers Stanley Cup.
Have you ever seen Father the Bride?
Oh,
you got 9 moles. 9 moles. Not mash.
Kind of have to do it in the summer too. Tough to do it middle of hockey season.
Oilers get home ice in the playoffs between game 2 and game 3. Destination wedding.
Ooh. Now you're talking.
All right. Yeah. So that's all.
The guy who needs a weekend away is the same guy that was just spent a week in Hawaii and then week in Copenhagen.
Away, but I love like the fact, especially when I heard it's a golf trip. That sounds amazing.
I just want to know who is on the early outside the cut line from the discussion.
I don't think he's going to do it.
I know he won't do it, but I really.
Oh, I'll tell you. I'll give you the debrief.
Okay.
I'll let you know my line of thinking.
Let's go.
Well, not on the pod. Like, definitely not doing that on the air. That's incredibly private.
All right.
Does one
Franklin
of the people
coming? Are you gonna make him fly internationally?
Should I make Frank fly up? Part of it too. Like, I mean,
you got to give a guy from Philly an invite, or he'll take him to his grave. He'll be so pissed.
Is Frank gonna be one of those invites you send out, hoping he says no, but then all of a sudden when he says yes, you're like, God damn it!
No, I would love for Frank to be there.
No, but just like you always invite that like second cousin from Vancouver, hoping that you know
there'll be a few of those.
Frank, I saw a guy on TikTok who made a list of billionaires' addresses and mailed them all invitations to his wedding just in the hopes that the assistant would open up like, oh, I'm not going to go that and send a gift.
Send a gift.
Got a bunch of gifts.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. Mailed out invitations, like 50 of them, probably like 6-7 sent gifts.
All the better collective CEOs getting just wedding invites from me.
$100,000 of cash and a card.
Yeah. I think it's a perfect idea.
Not a terrible idea. You know what? You're in the cut line if you can help me execute.
Do you want some Danish kroner?
Leveraging everything.
Uncle Warren, would you please come to my wedding?
Bill Gates, family friend for a long time.
Dear friend.
Yeah, dear friend.
Cousins, we call them cousins.
Oh, damage.
Nope. Nope, did not.
Can't say that.
We will be retaining the services of Diamond and Diamond after
this.
But yeah, Jay, you were gone for a really long time.
Yeah, it feels like forever.
And you went across how many time zones?
When I left Honolulu to go to Copenhagen, it was 11 time zones.
Damn.
I think, right? If it's 11 hours, it's 11 time zones. I think that's
Do you know what day it is today?
I'm fucked up right now. I don't normally get jet lag coming from Europe, but I can't. I got up at 1:30 this morning.
And you were just like, well, what time did you go to bed at?
8:30.
Yeah, 11 time zones, 11 hours. There you go.
You just got up at 1:30. What'd you do for the rest of the morning?
Well, there was no like emails were a ghost town. So I watched a little bit of TV. Hopefully I could tire myself out. Nope. Wired till about 7. And then the emails started firing up. So I just worked until the family got up and made it here.
You want to, how was Hawaii? Good.
Oh, Hawaii's great.
Sorry, boy, Noopsy.
Got to hang out with Noopsy. Shout out Noopsy.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know, Oilers Nation OG. Yeah, no. We went and hung out in Oahu. So we went to the North Shore, rented a house with Wanye's sister, nephew, niece, father-in-law, brother-in-law, and another buddy at T-Fence for other OGs. And yeah, we just kind of lived the North Shore life for a little bit. Ate at a bunch of food trucks. Ooh. A lot of chickens, a lot of roosters on that island.
A lot of cocks.
Yeah, a lot of cocks.
Tons of cocks.
Crawford every morning. Cock-a-doodle-doo. So, yeah, I don't know. It was good. And then, yeah, flew over to Copenhagen to meet with our new Danish overlords, Jesper and Christian
from Better Collective. Saw them wearing Nation Network hoodies.
I came packing swag.
Those ones were nice. Smart. Why haven't we seen those ones before? I love a good white hoodie. Are you Danish
billionaire Chalmers?
No, but the white ones.
Get the Danish billionaire.
We saw the photo, Tyler and I, and immediately started complaining.
Yeah.
They were designed just before the trip and then ordered. This is like nice to have a good drop shipping partner. They were made in like Latvia right beside Copenhagen. So they were able to ship it to my hotel. So enough to carry around a bunch of hoodies and they were a hit.
Yeah. All they looked great. The white ones, man, white hoodies just hit different. I still love my Nation Network white hoodie. Clean, God, I love that.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. These ones are good. And I like the blank that they're on. They fit nice.
I'm a spiller. So I always worry about white hoodies.
I wore that white hoodie for 12 hours and including going to a little pub. That's what I love. I went to two pubs in Copenhagen. They're like, you have to walk down, off the street too, which is just,
you like Europe. A good basement bar?
I love Europe.
Were you able to keep up with the Oilers while you were there? Like in both places? That was probably tough game
watched
times.
Watched a bunch of games in Hawaii. That was easy. Mm. And then it was tough there because I think the games were at like 3 a.m.
Yeah, the Colorado game. Do you give
like
a little
respect for our German friends and our Swedish friends, how they get up and do it every single night?
So much respect. Like right now I could do it because I'm getting up at 1:30, but... yeah, that's wild. So I woke up at 6 a.m. on Thursday and the post game show was on after dark was on.
For what game?
The Washington game.
Ah.
And you know what pisses me off?
Hmm?
I was walking to dinner and I had to submit my bet to you. And I'm like, I'm going to go Connor Brown revenge goal. I'm like, fuck, Jay, what the hell are you thinking? And then I submitted what I submitted. I'm regretting that.
Yeah,
the thought entered my head, probably entered everyone's head every going in every game for the last 30 games.
So you basically haven't talked to any Oilers for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, man. Well, except for with the crew I was with.
Oh yeah, I guess.
And I, you know, got to talk trade deadline. So it was interesting. It was kind of normally I'm in the trade deadline, like inside and like, and kind of connected to it all. To be able to watch it from the outside was super interesting.
How so?
Well, cause like when you guys like, when I'm here, I'm like involved, right? I'm not on the show, but like I'm involved in the process of the show and to kind of be away and just kind of see how everything is kind of taking shape from the outside and then seeing the product. I'm like, wow, this is pretty fucking cool.
They did a really good job.
They crushed it.
I watched your M-Chuck not eat or drink or piss for 5 hours, get to the end and be like, I haven't done shit for 5 hours. I'm like, wow. I go get a drink, come back, and he's on ONR every day. I'm like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
It's impressive, the effort.
Deadline was cool.
You did a good job.
Thank you.
The graphics were tight, too. All the animations and stuff like that.
Graphics were good. Content was good. Numbers were insane.
Yeah, the numbers were wild for that one.
The pre-clip animations that like whirl around and do stuff boggle my mind. Because for so long, our whole shtick was like, we don't know how to do stuff like that. And now we do.
Is that shout out Zach Healy?
Zach Healy. Yep.
Zach Healy.
Our boy in Newfoundland. He's on the rock.
Tip top shit, man.
Mm-hmm.
You need a guy in AST. Just helps. Yeah.
It's that extra half hour.
It's that extra. Well, fuck, they're 9 hours ahead of us.
Well, it's time to stay in town and dial in. We got 17 games left.
Oh.
Playoff picture.
You need me for the drive?
We need you for the drive. Everybody for the drive. This is all hands on deck. It usually starts around March.
Well, then when does Cowboy Chris come back?
Oh, playoffs. Great when playoff starts.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, were you paying attention to the real news story while you were gone? Kate Middleton?
Where is she, Jay?
You were in the continent.
Well, what's going on with Prince Charles?
There's a lot going on. Where are they? Is a lot going on.
The freaking crown is on fire.
There is a lot going on. I've been to the bottom of the thing. I figured it all
out. So what was going on with Kate? Kate got hospitalized?
She had abdominal surgery.
Or like she's getting a
3 weeks ago.
I don't know what a BDL is.
Nobody's seen her since.
No, she's back.
So just last night they found her. The other day, about a week ago. What's a BDL? What did you
say? I said BBL.
What's a BBL?
Brazilian butt lift.
Oh, Brazilian butt lift. Yeah, yeah.
Jay, look at this photo.
There was a Photoshop picture taken of her saying, like, happy, what was it? It wasn't Easter. Just happy
Father's Day or something like that.
Something like that. I don't know. No, because Father's Day hasn't happened yet. It was like a week ago.
The fake one?
The Photoshop picture of her.
It was a Mother's Day. It was English Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of misdirection going on right now with the royal family, Jay. But this photo is the biggest fact I've found in the trip to the bottom of the internet. That is a photo of William and the family at King Charles's coronation on the balcony.
Yeah.
That kid with the blue arrow I put on it.
Yeah.
Is his supposed mistress's son.
Oh, yeah, that's
with a guy that when she found out she was pregnant was married to him before the pregnancy ended. Why would that kid be standing right beside William on the balcony at King Charles's coronation with all his other kids between him and George?
That's wild.
So what's the theory?
Well, he has
like a long-term Camilla.
Yeah.
Cool.
But why would
that's his kid with her.
I know, but why would he bring her out? Why did we bring him in public?
Because he's still like the royals will make reference to biological half kids and involve them into some degree. But like,
have you ever seen Game of Thrones?
Well, maybe Harry's like that. And Charles rolled him out everywhere.
Well, Harry is the son of the horse trainer. We know that much.
So first of all, Charles,
allegedly, in my opinion, Diamond and Diamond,
of course.
But they did show last night. Kate is out at some farm show. They're walking around fine. But Charles,
like, recent footage
is yesterday.
But like validated
in the front confirmed. Of Daily Mail.
Okay.
But what's strange is there's so many people fucked up right now.
Yeah.
Like
maybe I did not Charles think you guys were dead. Right? This into the royal family.
They hadn't seen any of them in like weeks and weeks, man.
You guys okay?
Some weird shit, Chalmers. You just don't believe everything the BBC tells you, John. Okay. I'm just telling you that much.
I haven't thought this much about the royal family in ever.
The only way that kid is on that balcony is if he's a real kid.
Well, yeah.
Like a real royal kid.
Like William has
not like a real person.
So even if Kate was just getting abdominal surgery, which is entirely possible. And he's possible,
like similar age to George.
Slightly older. I looked it up.
Ah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I looked up the Marquis de Cholmondeley. That's her husband's name. And the word is very long. It's like Chomber Lomberly or something.
Doesn't she kind of look like Kate?
She looks like a wish version of Kate.
Is that a worse version?
Yes. Like I'd like to buy Kate, but I'd like the cheaper version off Wish. But as we well know in the royal family, when Philip died, his will was sealed for 100 years by special parliamentary decree. So he couldn't divulge any of his fake or half kids and shit. So William has a kid next to him on the balcony like that. I don't know, man. It looked pretty real to me. Anyways, that was the real story while you were gone. Kate Gate.
How long until I can watch all of this on The Crown?
I swear to God, they're going to have to add a season to the show.
They're going to. It's just too good.
This is just the most entertaining thing ever. Mm. This is like when we convinced ourselves Otani was coming.
Ah,
but reverse.
Clear. Gotcha.
We thought she was dead. Mm. And that photo they put out with all the alternate foolery was quite weird.
I just finished the episode of The Crown where Di had her accident.
What is happening right now?
What do you mean, Charles?
Well, like there's an active show about the royal family called The Crown.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I don't know. You guys are way too into this.
This is like one of the most popular shows on the planet.
It is?
Yeah.
What? Do you remember the Jay?
What is it on?
Netflix?
Chalmers?
Yeah, I have Netflix. I watch Drive to Survive in full swing. I don't got time for no crown.
Chalmers, you were present at the 1998 Club Championship when Jay walked out in the first tee, dedicated the round to Princess Di, and then won it.
Yeah. 96.
Are you really surprised?
Or 96?
Was it 97?
97, I think.
Are you really surprised that 73 years later we're paying attention to Kate Gate?
I guess I shouldn't be, but
I want to know why Chalmers is drinking a Red Bull right now.
Whoa.
Oh,
it's on camera. Holy Front Street. Is it?
You may as well say he's smoking cigarettes.
Man alive. Yeah. Well, why? Because sometimes daddy just got to do what he wants to do.
Have you been up since 1:30?
No.
Don't drink coffee.
No. I only had, look at one. It's just one. It's not going to kill me.
I'm fine with it.
I don't know.
Red Bulls don't count.
Honestly, sometimes I just miss the taste of that. I just need somebody to make a drink that tastes like a yellow Red Bull. I will stop drinking Red Bulls.
If they had a caffeine-free Red Bull just for the taste, would you do it?
Like 100%. I just love that taste. And like how when it's so cold that it like hurts your teeth. Actually, nothing hurts my teeth because they're solid as a rock.
No enamel to put in brush,
but solid as a rock.
I am on a run, boys, with keeping my dental hygiene up.
How many times?
Interesting. Why?
I just brush every day. Oh. I just like the taste, man. I just felt like when I was craving one, I haven't had one for a while. Had a good weekend. My son, they got into the semifinals of the U11 hockey championship. And then we won against our rivals. And then on Sunday, we lost the championship.
Who were the rivals?
Late. The other white mud team.
Ah.
Yeah. Right. You always want to beat the other white mud team.
Of course.
And we were 0-3 against them going into that game. For the season.
Essentially you won.
Yeah. So it really felt like Saturday was
a tight game, like OT.
The semis? We beat them 8-2. It was a drubbing, but the championship game, we were up, bad penalty, tied, mistake, tied, pull the goalie, 5-3. Bob's your uncle. They win. So it was a heartbreaker because these kids worked their butts off this weekend. And we had our final hockey parties. I mean, it was just a really good weekend all the way around. I get a 3-week break from any type of coaching, any type of night event.
What are you going
to
do?
I literally don't have to look at my calendar to know what I have going on that night anymore because I know it's nothing.
Seems like you can get really dialed into March Madness.
That's kind of it. That's kind of what it is. Took the boys sim golfing. I think we're going to go sim golfing a lot in the next 3 weeks.
I went to the outdoor driving range on Saturday.
Oh yeah.
Electric. What a feeling watching your ball fly again.
Oh, it's so good.
Amber and I went and told their parents and then we were like, what do you want to do? And it's like driving range. We went to the range.
So since your MChuck said March Madness, it is probably a great segue to say that Selection Sunday happened on Sunday, which means the brackets were out and live on Monday.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, we're going to get to the March Madness talk in a second, but we're going to step aside for a quick break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Our March Madness talk is brought to you by Bet99, the number one online gaming experience in Canada, according to Ledger. It's built by Canadians for Canadians. You can elevate your experience at Bet99 with same game parlays, player props, and flash bet markets. Top tier customer service with fast payouts and smooth transitions. They got it all at Bet99. 19 plus, play responsibly, not available to persons in Ontario.
The biggest sports betting app based on size of staff.
How tanned are the folks at Bet99? I want to know.
Probably very.
Probably.
She looks tanned.
Yeah, she does.
Is she tall?
Maybe
not the biggest.
Likely.
Oh, it's probably middle of the line then.
Okay. So we're going to get into March Madness this year. I'm kind of into it every year. I used to back in my old place of employment. There was a really big pool we all did. So I was always dialed in. Last couple of years, not so much, but I miss it. I miss the rush of watching like whatever
the
game
pageantry,
is
the spectacle, the pageantry of the Thursday, Friday of the first week of March Madness. And then going into the weekend, it is game after game after game. There's upsets. It's maybe two of the greatest days of sports on the calendar because it's like just the absolute kickoff and it's electric. It's all day, every day. I know people that take work off Thursday and Friday and they just stay home and watch it. It gets a little slow after that, but especially if your bracket's busted, you don't care. But this year we are going to do our best to get into it because I don't understand how there is something. And I don't, with the amount of talk you guys just had with the royal family, I am shocked that we can't get into March Madness because it is at a fever pitch. It's all anybody in.
Is anybody missing in the?
Yeah. No, no, but we had we had the single greatest jersey swap of all time. Between Grady Dick and some guy named Black.
That's NBA shit, homeboy.
Yeah. Is that NBA?
That's the Raptors, yes.
Grady Dick already has a Gillette deal with the Raptors.
I thought that was college. I just saw so much college.
He is good.
Yeah. So we're going to try to get into it. So I created a bracket challenge.
Do you want to know who the favorites are?
Four favorites. Well, is there four number ones, right? For each
division. The betting odds favorites. Who are the top?
Betting odds favorites for the outright winner.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
Favorites currently.
Yes.
UConn Huskies.
Yep.
Plus 400. Number two, Houston Cougars. Plus 575.
Wow, that's real Cougars? Ooh, so if you go all cats?
You could go all cats. So this again goes into my strategy play that we're potentially working on.
Okay.
Number three, Purdue Boilermakers. Plus 675.
What's a Boilermaker?
That somebody can make like a furnace.
Oh, nice.
And number four, the Arizona Wildcats.
Ooh, another cat.
And then a rounding of the top five, the North Carolina Tar Heels at plus 1500.
No Kansas Jayhawks?
Nope.
Not even in the top 10 yet.
So I have created this bracket challenge and I put it on our group chat and Tyler immediately signed up. I expect for you all to do in kind, but I've made it so that it doesn't have to like anybody can invite anybody.
Yeah.
So we're going to start sending this to some of our nation listeners. I'm going to start sending it to some of the guys.
So we're not doing this for money.
I think we could have a side thing. Definitely. Like just a me and you thing, but I would like to see unless we want to just do this as a nation headquarter bracket, that's for you guys to decide. I just made the bracket, but if you want to get listeners involved, if you want to just let them send it to their friends, see how many people we can make this thing. That's up to you.
But what do you guys think? What's better? Just Nation HQ. We all throw $20 in, or do we open it up to the listeners and just do it for funsies?
Well, you can do both.
Yeah, I think we open it up. I think we open it up because
and we can have a private setting.
Having the bearded Brad and Christopher Palmer and you know McMullet on there following along, it's going to help gain traction.
If
we really want this thing to do something?
Putting you on the spot, Jay. Can we give away to whoever wins it like $25 or $50 to Nation Gear?
Yes.
Sick.
As long as you remember and administer it,
I will. I will handle it. No pressure.
Perfect. Okay.
So, well, if you want an invite.
I'm signing up right now.
It's simply called Oilers Nation 2024. It's on the CBS bracket website. The reason for that is because it is a very easy interactive site to do it. There is hundreds and hundreds. None of our sponsors have one. So we just did this one because it's easy. So we'll send out a link. We'll post it. If you want to join, join. If you want to get friends to join, join. Make your username something where people know who you are. A lot of times people will go and they'll make a
what's your username?
Well, Chris Chalmers, to be honest, my parents did 44 years ago. And so people know who's who, you know, that's the way. And hey, let's talk some smack. Let's get into this thing. It's not one of the most popular sporting events in the North America for no reason.
More money is bet during March Madness than the Super Bowl.
It's crazy.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Oh man.
You have to have your bracket submitted by Thursday morning. The first game, I think, starts at like 9 a.m. And then the next one's at like 11. And the next one's at like 1:30. It's all day.
So I'm concerned. I just signed up and I used, you know, it suggests a password, a strong one. I took it. And then once I said confirm, normally you get a pop-up that says, do you want to remember this password? I didn't get that prompt. So I will never be able to sign into this again after
forgot password.
Yeah, go forgot password. Man, you are tired.
I'm fucking tired.
So Chalmers, we also discussed another thing. Oh,
man, yes.
I gotta pick so many teams.
I gotta open an app.
Now I need to, man, it's gonna take me forever.
Can I do this? With
no, it really doesn't.
Do I have to?
I need to know which.
You are bringing negativity towards
I'm going to be
already.
Doing it specifically via the mascots.
Yes.
And animal related teams.
Good.
So now I need to Google.
I'm going
to
be following Ken Palm and his breakdown of the.
So I have Ken Palm open right now.
Do you actually?
Yeah, I love it. Oh, you're cheating. Every year.
Okay, no, it's not cheating. Okay, it's just animal.
Congratulations, you've joined the pool.
Yep.
Play on the sport. It says play on the app.
Yep. So get the app.
You just said I didn't have to get the app.
You don't have to get the app.
If you do it on your computer, you don't have to.
Well, I did it on my phone.
You don't have to get
a strong password, so I'm fucked.
Well, need to sign up with a new email address.
Yeah.
Reset your password.
I'm kidding.
Sounds like you need to get some sleep tonight and then really figure this really
until like 8 o'clock.
So Chalmers, we had also talked about maybe picking a team and making them our team.
Yes.
Throwing like 25, but maybe like $25 on them to win and $25 for them to like make the final four.
Sure.
So we still want to do that.
Yes. And I already know that I have mine. It's one that I would have a connection to. It would be the one that I picked.
Arizona
I've always liked.
Wildcats.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you want to go there?
Yeah. That would be mine.
And they are 12-1.
It doesn't hurt that they're one of the best teams, unfortunately. But like what you'll come to realize about March Madness is it doesn't matter, man. Anything can happen.
UConn is always in the mix when it comes to basketball.
Yep. I mean, Kansas was such a good team back in the day.
So was Kansas. I'm shocked they weren't there. Is Kentucky high up?
Yep. Well, not high up. They're middle, but they're...
Kentucky 27-1.
Oh, much better mascot. I'm gonna do some good work here.
Yeah.
I'm reading Ken Palm, trying to see where the value could be here. BYU at 60-1 to win the whole thing. He's got BYU as the 16th best team in the country. 60-1, 16th best. There might be some value there.
Absolutely. There's value there.
But would you bet your life on it?
I'm just putting $25 on to try to root for some chaos. I will do Arizona with you, Chalmers. That can be the team.
Okay.
Is there a division of celebrity-funded elementary schools that play each other? I'm talking Kanye's Academy in Calabasas versus the Puff Daddy School in Harlem.
And Snoop's. Snoop's definitely going to be in there.
Snoop's Football League. Like, have you ever seen the alumni?
It's huge.
It's insane, man. I think two Heisman winners came out of it.
Yeah.
Also a Rhodes Scholar and, like, two political people.
Well, he's been doing it for a long time.
It's crazy, man.
Yep.
Shout out Snoop, if he's listening. Think he's listening?
Of course.
Oh, probably.
That's amazing.
That guy covers.
I was walking my son to school this morning and
you saw Snoop?
Nope. But I thought about Snoop because I walked past, it was 8:15 and I walked past, we walking down the street and we got hit with the strongest smell of weed. And I looked at my watch and I went, what the hell is going, like who can wake up at 8:15 and smoke a joint? If I did that, I'd be sleeping by 10.
Last Monday of the week, Playboy.
Like I'd be sleeping by 10. So then I thought to myself, I'm like, how do people do this? How do like, and then I thought of Snoop and I thought of like Wiz Khalifa and how they smoke weed all day. How, and get stuff done. Mm-hmm. And like, how do they not sleep? Like if I smoke a joint, which I haven't in a long time, I need to like have a nap. And 2 hours after, I am out for the rest of the day.
Thoughts, Tyler?
How do they do it?
I also can't smoke weed in the morning. I don't know.
There won't be a pre-ceremony hot box at the church?
That'd be fun.
Would actually be fun.
You know what me and my friends would do? The night before the wedding, we'd all get together and we would just get hammer drunk. Like really drunk.
You did this in front of your own wedding?
And in front of mine, in front of another friend's.
Yeah, when my buddy Eli
was the tradition.
Yeah, when my buddy Eli got married this summer, the night before, basically into the day of, we were at the casino at like 3 a.m.
Yeah.
We were like, oh shit.
And you know, the wife to be is like, don't you stay up late.
Yeah.
Don't you get too drunk.
It was like, we left at like midnight and it was like, you guys can go to the casino for an hour. We're like, It was like 11.
I started watching The Hangover this weekend.
Yeah.
When I got home from one of my kids' parties, I wanted to have one more and started watching a movie. So I started watching The Hangover. It is so goddamn good.
Still great.
It's still amazing. Like,
still great.
Yeah. So you do that, Tyler.
Has anyone seen the Hunger Games prequel?
No.
I would like to know your thoughts. I'm not happy with how it ended.
Hunger Games. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hunger Games.
That's classic South Park.
Yeah, that is classic South Park.
I gotta watch more South Park.
Randy is Lord.
Randy is Lord. If you
oh, that's a good episode.
Oh my God! When he's sitting there and he's like sparkling dots in love on a Wednesday, and he's like, and then they just add the auto tune, and it's like really her, and Stan just faints. It is one of the greatest scenes ever in South Park.
We in my group chat every single week, it goes, yeah, yeah, feeling good on a Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah, feeling yeah, good yeah, on yeah, a Wednesday. Yeah. Sparkling dots. Make it something to go on. Just, I make most of my best stuff on the bath in the bathroom. Mm. Oh, dude, go YouTube it right now.
Masterpiece.
Yeah.
I'll put it in the article at oilersnation.com.
Yes.
There you go. Mm.
So Oilers, maybe we should just talk a little bit about the Oilers. What do you think?
What do you want to celebrate or shit on? Or
no, I don't want to shit on anything. I think that was a great win against Washington. They should have. I mean, a beatdown of a lesser team. Colorado, a big test. I don't know. What did you guys think of the game? Game was weird.
Do you think we did enough at the deadline?
I think that team has a vibe right now. Do you?
I just don't know why they didn't get fucking
Foley.
It's hilarious.
So Foley and Tanev, they probably could have found a way to do both.
It's hilarious kind of that Sean Walker was tied to the Oilers leading up to the deadline day and he scored two while CeCe was on the ice on Saturday.
Yeah, that was not a great look.
Colorado made a bunch of moves.
Colorado made a whole bunch of moves.
Oh, man, I feel like
we didn't do enough. I think we've got to give Adam Henrique some time.
I am not shitting on Adam Henrique. I'm just saying we should have done more. I think that it was a great addition.
That was my take in the days after the deadline.
I like how you said, don't shit on Adam Henrique, but then on ONR on Friday, you were shitting on Troy Stetcher.
Oh, yeah. Troy Stetcher was stinky. I don't think he's the same upside as Adam Henrique, though.
No, I agree, but it's just funny.
Do you know about Carrick's family maple syrup farm, Jay?
Yes.
That's an interest. Dallas Aiken shouted it out when he got traded.
We're going to try some.
Like, Oilers fans are going to love this guy. Link to the maple syrup farm.
Somebody's use promo code Aikens20.
Yeah. Oh, Dallas.
I'm excited for this week coming up. We got Montreal and then Buffalo on Thursday. I mean,
Toronto, Montreal, back-to-back weekend.
I think Sam Carrick is going to score a big playoff goal for the Oilers.
I think that was a great. Like I said, I have no beef with the two additions, but I felt, given the fact that like the acquisition cost, we could have done a little bit more.
I'm just a big,
like that wasn't pushing the chips.
I'm like a big eyes tell the story, you know, body language. And when we scored that goal and Carrick is like immediately hugging player. Like they look like they'd been buddies for years. Right.
Cause his maple syrup so good.
I guess so. I mean, I don't know. We'll see. If we don't win in the playoffs, I know that everybody's going to start going back to why didn't we do more at the deadline? And that's going to be a built-in excuse that we have, but
it's an arms race.
Let's just hope it doesn't get there.
We have Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl. So like anything can happen, but just the fucking really good teams around us added a lot of good pieces and we added some good pieces, but we could have done more.
Vegas is $48 million over the cap.
Well, Vegas did Vegas things. What do they have? Hurdle, Hanifin, Mantha, and what else? Anyone else?
No, those three.
Just those three.
Well, do you see footage of your Amtrak realizing Hurdle got traded?
It's very funny.
It was very funny.
I'll pull up the clip for you. You can like see the moment on my face when I read like Hurdle is.
I'm like, this guy's been on the air way too long. He is way too into this.
So good.
You have some sound?
Well, I mean, the sound is just God. What we're talking.
Like my drooling out of your mouth.
Yeah, my jaw. Like,
and why is that? What's the basis? Well,
just because that's just like it was just such a stunner.
They pride a guy. They just signed him to an 8-year deal. Like he's in year two of it.
Yeah. But yeah.
Last week you said we did one of those over under segments, and the question was, will we catch the Vancouver Canucks? Well, they are skidding. And they are imploding.
Hurt.
And they are not doing themselves any favors with the after the game interviews, kind of blaming each other, looking all down. Like,
well, this doesn't they were seem to trade Lindholm.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
And Lindholm is reportedly not happy that that got out or that that was a thing. And the Canucks are then not happy that it got out.
Good.
Yeah.
That's perfect Vancouver Canuck karma.
Yeah, and I just think
it is amazing how Vegas and Vancouver gone right into the shitter and the mighty oil have just taken off.
I am becoming a pseudo Minnesota Wild fan for the sole purpose of trying to push Vegas out of the playoffs.
It would be funny.
Can we talk about Nashville 12-0-2 since they canceled the Sphere trip?
Yeah, it's just the message was
loud and clear.
It's not a good sign for the sphere, man. When that shit takes off and everybody realizes that canceling plans there.
I think the sphere will be fine.
Is it actually a catalyst for the good?
Yeah.
You two charging too much for the tickets, I guess.
Yeah, Nashville all of a sudden isn't going to be like the easy out that I thought they were. They might actually be able to push a team. But also Edmonton, I'm starting to, they control their own fate in terms of catching Vancouver because you're eight back. You have three games in hand, and then you have a game against the Canucks you could win.
I don't even know what I want anymore in terms of where we position ourselves.
I want to be the one seed, and I want to play an eight seed at LA Kings.
Oh, man. LA.
In recent playoff success, we've had the most against them.
And they've had a better goalie each of those series. They have Cam Talbot and Dave Riddick.
I know, but now they have PLD, who I know has been an issue, but if he shows up, if Arvidsson's healthy,
if Talbot can hold on,
Byfield's taken a massive step. Like they could be lethal.
But they did nothing at the deadline. They didn't make a single move.
I know, it's just crazy.
What do we do this week? 3-1. I don't want to say we lose to Toronto. That's obviously the toughest game on the schedule this week.
Washington's playing good. They're in a playoff spot.
Totally we're not playing Washington. We play Montreal, Buffalo, Montreal, Toronto.
So I'm not worried about Washington anymore.
No, I wouldn't be.
Are you paying attention to who's playing next at the Sphere, Tyler?
No, who is?
There's a 6-month residency starting once U2 wraps up.
Who would
Sexy
be?
Red and Ice Spice.
No, you're
kidding. Did you see the clip Sphere of her singing?
Yeah. Sexy
Red. How?
Ooh, Sexy Red or Ice Spice?
Sexy Red.
You don't like it?
Oh my God. Because I can say this with 100% conviction. I can sing better than Sexy Red. And she has a gold and diamond encrusted microphone. And I simply do not.
You need to raise Ski Yee and perform it. And then you too could have a sexy.
I did watch cover. Christopher Chalmers sing recently. Voice of an Angel.
Yeah. Sexy Red.
I think we have that.
Is not a good song.
Documented
singer.
Out on social.
We certainly do.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, I just can't stand that person.
Ice Spice at the Sphere would be electric.
That's shocking that it's that.
No, it's not.
Oh, God. I was like,
I did see that the other day. I felt equally out of touch. I can't remember what it was, but it was like, oh, it was the top of the trending chart. I didn't know any of the five top songs. And I was like, oh, no.
I'm picking my bracket via mascots. Oh. And BYU's cocaine cougar that they've got going on here for this mascot. I mean, he's my guy.
Oh, it's just because he has a white mustache.
That's Bible dust.
Well, look at him. He's jacked.
Yeah.
He looks like he's ready to go, yeah. Allegedly, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Seems like he's partied.
BYU, huh?
BYU.
Brigham Young.
Purdue or UConn?
Well, I do have Purdue. Purdue's got a good mascot as well.
Okay, we got to wrap up. Or before we wrap up the show, we'll have to give some love to Snow Valley Aerial Park and the Rainbow Valley Campground. Spring is coming. Snow Valley Aerial Park opens up May 31st. I mentioned I was at a driving range over the weekend. I can't wait for Target Golf to be open.
Yes.
Hitting up the ski hill. That's a ton of fun. Always a bunch going on at the Snow Valley Aerial Park. And maybe you're not from Edmonton. Maybe you're like, hey, I want to come hang out in the city for a little bit, but you're a camper. Well, there's only one campground in the city. Did you know that, Jay?
I believe it's Rainbow Valley.
It is rainbow-valley.com. Online bookings are starting up right away. Over 60 sites, 3 comfort camping domes right in the heart of Edmonton. So,
and go play in that aerial park. We did that a few years ago. Yeah, it is wild.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Waz isn't sure if he's been there before. You might also missed that. We're on Oilers Nation Radio. And we're like, Waz, have you ever been to the aerial park? And he goes, maybe.
I think I did. Maybe when I was a kid. And then Tyler goes, it's only been open for about 5 years now or so. He goes, oh, well, then definitely. Yeah.
All right. We're back.
Are we? Are we recording on the end or the beginning?
Oh, boy.
Well, this is usually the part of the show where we tell you what's going on around Edmonton.
Oh.
And one thing that's going on is a free art exhibit that explores playful perspective of miniatures.
There's one too. There you go.
There you go. Oh, yeah, we're recording at the end, so we're good.
Cool.
Jay just got up and left, so.
Mm-hmm. So I stopped the recording.
He didn't like my joke.
No, he didn't. He didn't like your joke. So we had to take out. But that's about it. I don't know how the teen did who was competing at the International Ninja Competition. Still waiting for sources to get back to me on that. So
yeah,
that's about all. But yeah,
not actual ninjas though. No.
Well, how would you even see them if there was?
That's all I'm saying.
Interesting point. Okay, so March Madness pool. If you want to get in, just find a way to contact us. Very real lifey. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll just send it to you.
We'll just send
it on.
Yeah,
best I'm going to send it.
Beating my mascot.
He's going to do sneaky good at this.
I think so too.
Yeah.
My bracket's already done. The computers made it.
You did used AI?
Yeah, man.
Hell yeah.
Well, and honest, and all you have to do really is, I think if you guys like tweet it out from the O's Nation real life and put it on Instagram.
But my bracket didn't have any of the people that you named, Bag Milk.
Who's your final four?
He has, do you know who has winning it?
Who?
In his computer generated bracket?
Duke.
The Illini.
Oh. Illinois, Arizona, and Gonzaga. Those are my final four.
Zags.
Go Zaggies.
Mm. The Illini.
Mm-hmm.
Fighting Illini?
Illini.
Why is it baked pronounced baked and naked isn't pronounced naked? Or if naked is naked, why is it baked baked?
That one makes more sense.
Baked.
You know what I mean?
Baked naked.
That's why
English would be such a hard language to learn.
English isn't really one language to learn. It's like four languages that have drunkenly fought each other after last call at a bar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm trying to teach a child how to read and write here. Nothing makes sense to me.
I always think that about like when kids had to learn like Japanese characters when they were little. Super intense.
Oh, crazy.
Look at them. I feel like letters are way easier.
One year junior gave me a lecture the other night, Bag Milk. He said, I'm not going to bed yet. I'm going to bed in two more minutes. He held up three fingers so confidently, I didn't have the heart to tell him and let him have 4 minutes before he went to bed.
And now he's even more confused. He's like, wait, that's what 2 minutes? Oh, boy.
He's determined.
That's good. Yeah. All right. That is a wrap on today's edition of the show because Jay left, so we no longer have to keep doing this. Talk to everybody on Thursday. Join our March Madness pool.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.